including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
We like to think of this as Carmen's Healthy Half Hour, and I'm here with Chad Oppel, and he has got quite a history in personal training and is very knowledgeable of so many things in the realm of health and fitness. And I'm Sandy, a certified health coach, and made the decision, oh gosh, this year's going to be 8 years to turn my health around and
looking better
every day. Listen, I'm on it. I'm getting there. I found this today when I was going across. So this was the me before.
Wow.
That's the woo. Totally.
Wow.
Do I look happy?
Let's see.
I look so happy.
Yeah,
it's just a face shot.
Yeah, that's a fake smile too. You're not.
Oh
bad.
Yeah.
Not
I was bad. Miserable.
Yeah.
Well, it was like we were down south in Mobile during the summer too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, weighing in well over, you know, carrying that extra 100 and almost 40 pounds around was like no fun at all. Plus, I'm sure I had indigestion because the way I was eating and no energy, and life is so much better. I'm so happy to have found this path and found that there is life beyond baked goods and cheesy and everything like that.
And so, at that point, you weren't eating egg white omelets and fruit. You were eating pancakes and
no.
French toast, probably. No?
Probably so, all the time.
Yeah.
Well, back then, Chad, moderation, I might have shared this with you, but moderation for me was, if I had pizza for lunch, that meant I couldn't have it for dinner. I needed to have like Mexican or burgers.
Yeah.
That's how my moderation worked. And, you know, I was the thing that's crazy is I didn't want to be where I was. It felt, we talked last week about that comfort zone. Mm. A lot of it felt comfortable because the habits were familiar and comfortable. But my goodness, talk about living a life of discomfort when, you know, you don't even know if you can fit in an airplane seat. You know, so many things like that. I mean, there were nights I went to bed with chest pain thinking, I hope I wake up.
And there's also that belief that because you're bigger, people are staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
And even though most of the time that's not true, it's still psychological and it can weigh on you as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. That just, you know, it's like everything stems from how we feel about ourselves, our confidence, mm-hmm. our all of that. And then just growing up, not feeling good about myself, so much of it was based on my weight. The decisions I made as a young person, they weren't the greatest decisions. They weren't things that helped me further down the road. But I get that now. I get that I made those decisions based on how I felt and who I thought I was. And they just all, you know, didn't always serve me in the best capacity. That's for sure.
So how do you sleep and think now versus 8 years ago?
Totally different.
Yep.
Totally different. Sleep, for one thing, was never an important part of my life because just growing up, working in restaurants, staying up late, going out with friends and partying and doing all those things, sleep was always something that kind of happened after the fun was over. And now that I've been in this realm, I know people who it doesn't matter how much fun they're having, they it's just time for them to go to bed because they got to get their sleep. And that has been a very foreign thing for me, but mm-hmm. I'm starting to be that person now.
Lack of sleep is another weight gain factor.
Yes.
You know, the stress hormones released when you start losing sleep.
Yeah.
You know, consistently, not one night, you know, but consistently, and people gain weight.
Yeah, consistently over time. And that's the direction that all these healthy habits are either taking us in or away from. They're either taking us to that healthy place or away. And you're absolutely right. Sleep is like right up there in the top three, mm-hmm. I think.
And stress, it can do anything to the body.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then our mind. I was listening to this thing today that just talked about how when we focus on something and it's a negative, that all that does to us, it practically creates what we're thinking about. Like our mind actually can physically can drive us into that direction of mm-hmm. what we're thinking about. So if we're thinking that, how long have you been sick? Oh, one more week and it'll be a month. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a whole month of being sick instead of really trying to mentally come out of that.
Have you ever noticed in the gym or when you're out walking or running, your goals are 45 minutes and you get to the end of that 45 minutes and you can tell your body wants more. Have you ever had that feeling? Like, let's go. Let's just keep on going. Your body will let you know.
You just started talking Chinese. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on. You know, when you're in the gym, whether it's weights or cardio, your body will let you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to keep going. It's almost like an adrenaline shot.
Yeah. Now, I got to say, when I did that hike last year, that was a thing. And I had always heard that your mind will quit before your body. Mm-hmm. And I told myself that along that journey, your mind will quit before your body, your mind will quit before your, and that helped me. It helped me to get through that. And I guess I do understand, what you're talking about. It's still an area for me that I have to improve upon. I've been getting in consistent exercise for a month and a half solid now, and it feels really good. But I haven't reached exactly what you're talking about because I'm just like, oh, okay, I did it. I'm like glad I'm done.
So. You can't miss it once it hits you.
Okay.
It will hit you when you're least expecting it, whether it's bench press or running sprints. And I'll tell you another good place to go exercise is out there at Huleco, that trail, you know. You can get up and you'll have to get permission and sign waivers and all this, but you can zip line out there. You can rock climb and it takes a little more than you'd think.
I'll bet.
I mean, I was sore.
Yeah.
I was sore for 2 days, but it was so much fun.
When did you do that?
Oh, let's see. About a year and a half ago.
Okay. All right.
You walk tight ropes. So core really comes in.
Now, do you have harnesses?
Oh, yeah, you're harnessed, okay. But still.
Now, I could be down with that.
But you're 20
good.
Feet up in a tree, and the trees are all connected, sort of like Swiss Family Robinson. You're up there, and you have a base.
And where is it, in Alabama?
Yes, Huleco. You go down 69, make a left at the caution light at Baileyton, and go back that way a little ways. Okay. It's a nice little trail.
That sounds cool. Yeah. Maybe when it's a little warmer.
I was hoping you go on the next cold spell.
Tonight?
Let's go tonight.
Get a little miner's hat, and little miner flashlight, and get out there. Well, I'm game. I'm pretty excited, though. It's been fun. And what's been really fun, too, is having people in my world to talk about health with, to practice health with, just to live it with. And you're one of those people, and I really want you to know how much I appreciate that, because it's easy to find the people that'll go eat pizza and cheeseburgers and go sit at the bar, but it's a little tougher to find those people that'll go and make you walk a tightrope in 20-degree weather.
and really what I would like the audience to let us know more is what, or they could even call in, what is their biggest resistance? Or their time barrier, or or are they scared of something? What's scaring them? Because usually what's scaring them is not half as scary as it really is. You know, you get in there, it's like, this is no big deal. This is actually going to be fun.
Yeah. What's holding you back? That's a great topic of conversation. And you can call in 256-737-9505. And we'd love to just talk about that. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I find too, is that, we let the silliest stuff keep us from moving forward.
Yeah. And, the first time I walked in the gym, and this was, Oh, 26 years ago.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that. That's awful.
Gosh.
But walked in
you
there.
You were three?
Yeah, that's right. I was three. But it was different back then. We didn't have the obesity epidemic like we do now.
No. You know,
there were some there, as there always has been, but walked in that gym and these girls were fit, these guys were buff, and I'm sitting here, a little 14-year-old in a little T-shirt going, okay. And Steve Johnson put like a 5-pound weight on each side of the bench press. I was like, oh, 55 pounds. And it didn't go up. It didn't go up.
Well, we've reached a point where, like you were saying, it wasn't like that back then. Well, like currently about 70% of our country is overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about that if the trend doesn't change and come back to the different direction, by 2032, we're looking at 90%. That's powerful. It's like a rushing river. It's that the force is that strong. And in order for us to really turn that around, it's up to us to make a decision and take some, I mean, it's personal responsibility, but it is really fun doing that with other people and like-minded people that want to be healthier too, because it is possible to turn it around.
Oh, it's very possible to turn around. I mean, if you have the dedication, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it doesn't happen immediately, I mean, there may be a thyroid problem involved. You can go get that checked out, get that fixed, you know, but you have all these other people for support. They may take you somewhere else. You meet other people. And it just sort of spider webs.
Yep. It's like that ripple effect.
It really does. And, you know, people who like to meet in a bar and drink and, you know, if it's in moderation, nothing wrong with that. But nine times out of ten, they're going to be more lethargic. You know, they're going to be tired. Well, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But I'm 40. I'm not 20 anymore. You know, but when it comes to that gym, you know, as long as you eat right, I mean, you can go to the gym every day and eat like crap. You're wasting your time.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station, and we'll be back. So, hey, if you want to call in, let us know what your struggle is. What's tough? What's holding you back from taking your health to the next level? We'll be right back.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit.
Plus, Kaltman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Kaltman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Kaltman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit KaltmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Kaltman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Thank you so much for coming back. We are live here at Kaltman's radio station, Live 95.5. I'm with Chad Oppel. I'm Sandy Seibert, and this is Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. And we're just talking about things that hold us back from making the decision and moving forward. And I think that feel free to call in. I'm going to give that number out again, 256-737-9505. But it is interesting because we are, and we mentioned this a little earlier, we're in a day and age where health isn't just going to happen. It's not just going to come our way because our world is now at a place where it's practically designed. It's called obesogenic, which means it's designed for obesity. And unless we make a decision to take our health into our own hands, unfortunately, that's just kind of the path if we just go with the flow. So we talk to people a lot, and when it comes to actually making a decision, what I find, it comes down to three things. It's the skills, we call it SAC, skills, actions, or concepts. So a skill might be something like you might have a person that eats out all the time, every single meal, and they may not have the skill of knowing how to even cook like chicken. And so if they could learn that skill, that would help them to open their mind a little bit to make a decision to do that choice. And then the next one would be action. So sometimes they know what to do, and this is a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. I go, I know what to do. I know how to eat healthy. Well, then why aren't you doing it? Because I truly believe if we knew what to do and we could do it, we all would have done it by now. I believe that. So it's the action that's missing in that scenario, taking the action. If you know that choosing a grilled chicken salad is better than choosing the Bloomin' Onion and you're not doing it, that it's that action holding you back. And then it could be a concept, kind of like Chad was talking about during the break. You want to talk about the squat? So that was a concept that she had.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She was just, she had a unhealthy fear of squats, and she wouldn't do them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said,
and why wouldn't she do them?
Because she was scared her feet would come out from under. Something that one out of a million times may happen, but
yeah.
I've never seen it happen to anyone. But I went to go get a trainer. We stood on each side of her. She did a squat. And she said, is that all there is to it? I was like, yeah. And I said, you can even bring these bars up on each side that if you would fall, it'll catch the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And she does them every leg day.
So you shattered that concept she had. And that concept, had she not been able to walk through that, she may have never did a squat.
And it's that fear, she probably had that, no telling how long she had that fear, but mm-hmm. that fear probably started about that big and probably grew to this big.
Yeah.
That paralyzed her from, and I said, you need to do some squats. That's one of the best core exercises. It hits so many muscles in your body, even your abs.
Mm-hmm.
It even hits your abs.
Yeah. So. Well, and there, I'd love to talk about this concept because I run across this one a lot. People think if they are going to eat healthier, it's going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a concept because I don't see how we can, and I'm saying this from my heart and from experience because I know I was morbidly obese and I wasn't happy. And so I talk to people a lot that will say, well, at least if I die, I'll die happy. Well, that's a concept mm-hmm. because boy, we could be living so much happier and healthier here in the moment and in the now, but it's that concept that holds people back. And then not only is it their own thought and belief, a lot of times it's who we're around, who we're constantly getting that input from. And I know that I've talked to people that have, you know, somebody has mentioned they're diabetic. It's like, oh yeah, I have to watch what I'm doing because I'm diabetic. And immediately the crowd around you can hear, oh, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, that's a concept because we should all be eating like we're diabetic.
I agree. If more people stayed on that low glycemic side,
yeah,
and maybe ventured over to moderate every now and then, but stay away from the high side.
Yes.
This waking up hungry, you know, wouldn't happen, or it wouldn't happen as much. I mean, I wake up hungry sometimes, but I have a plan. Anything that bad comes in the house, it's going out to the trash, you know, so... Nothing bad's coming in that house.
Nice. And that's a good strategy. And if you're serious, that's just kind of how it's got to be because they don't get there accidentally. And if something's going to call to you at night, Chad, is it going to be the broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be there's something bad?
No, I'll tell you what I use at night to counteract, and it puts me right back to sleep. It's those Myoplex shakes. I posted something on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. They have 42 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, mm-hmm. and a half a gram of saturated fat. And that's all. It's like 90% of your calories come from protein.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you get all your vitamins, potassium, magnesium, calcium, you name it. So
yeah.
it's supposed to be a meal replacement, but I'm not wanting to lose weight, so I'll go tackle one of those and... Within minutes, I'm right back to sleep.
It keeps you balanced.
And yes, I do broccoli sometimes.
But what I'm saying, the comparison is this. Let's just say you let that junk in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you also wanted to be healthier. And so it's like competing values. You got something that you really like to eat, but you also know that you need to be making healthier choices. When push comes to shove and that willpower is waning, because it does that, motivation, they do that. That thing that really, like you said, shouldn't be in your house to begin with is going to be the one that's calling you. It's not going to be.
It will, but you made a very good point before the show. You said people would be so happy when these cravings disappear. They
yeah.
just jump up and down. And I'm at that point where, yeah, I could have, you know, Reese cups or whatever in the house, and it's not going to tempt me.
Yeah.
You know, you could put them beside my bed. It's not going to tempt me because that's done. That ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
And every now and then, of course, I still get cravings, but. You know, it's just for weird stuff. Like I'll say, I'm craving a pizza tonight, but it's not in the house.
Yeah.
That has to be ordered in, you know, and that is a little bit of a weakness. And Sandy got me some Trader Joe's SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I want you to compare. I really want you to compare the labels just to see if there's.
I will. I
you
sure
know,
will.
Maybe no high fructose corn syrup or something like that. But
it's not in there. It's not in there. The only thing to watch out for is the sodium, and that's it.
Nice.
So,
So we haven't had anybody call in and tell us what's holding them back, but one of the things that this show is about is just encouraging people, encouraging you to choose you, choose your health. It's so important. And if you don't have a path and you don't know what that looks like for you, just reach out. We have an email, ColemanCoach@gmail.com. And we're on Facebook, and Saturday mornings we're at the Red Door Cafe. We have a group that meets, and we're going through a Living a Longer, Healthier Life workbook. And it's fun. It's really cool to meet with people and do that together and just be awakened to the possibilities of a better life.
Yeah. People don't realize how much better it can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they just take that first step, if they haven't already. I'm not saying it's going to be all roses those first 2 weeks, because anything new is always uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Absolutely.
It's so worth it.
And we're here to support you any way that looks, because we know when it comes to health, we're better together.
Oh, absolutely.
And it does. It makes all the difference in the world to have supportive people around. And
you have to have someone to vent to when you're like, hey, you know, I was craving this. Help me out here.
Yeah.
You really do.
It helps big time. It really does. And I just, I love it. I just can't imagine going another way now. I have so much clarity that I never thought possible. Mm-hmm. And before, really, seriously, when it came to food and my choices and the direction of what a healthy lifestyle actually meant and looked like, you know, when you're driving through the rain and it's raining so hard you can't see, mm-hmm. I feel like I live so much of my life like that. And now I feel like it's nothing but clarity, clear. I see the road straight in front of me, and it just feels awesome.
And I wish so many more people could feel like that.
Well, they can.
Oh, they can. Their choice.
They need to come hang out with us.
They ought to. Come work out with us, too.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, we're getting ready for that tightrope.
That's right.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You are listening to Coleman's Own Independent Radio Station, Live 95. Stay tuned for the show coming up next, the Big D Radio Show. I hear Little D has a huge announcement.
Uh-oh.
I know. All right. Have a great week. Stay warm. Have a healthy week. Mm-hmm.